欢迎各位听众回到图森澳洲中文广播电台。接下来我们将会播放与海军军官 Grange Chong 的访问。
So, hello Grange.
Grange, 你好。
Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you. So, welcome to Tucson Radio.
很高兴看到你。欢迎来到 Tucson 澳洲中文广播电台。
Thank you for having me.
谢谢你们邀请我。
Can you briefly introduce yourself first?
首先可以简单的介绍一下您自己吗？
Hi, my name's Commander Grange Chong. I'm from Sydney, but I've lived throughout Australia and Asia. I'm a serving naval officer in Fleet Headquarters.
大家好，我是 Grange Chong, 中泰明，现任的海军指挥官。我来自悉尼，不过我曾经在澳洲各地以及亚洲生活过。我目前是在舰队的总部服役的海军军官。
Thank you so much. So, you're actually not the first time to be in TCR Radio, but this is the first time we actually met you outside of the radio station. So, today we are at Anzac Day, and then we are in this Willoughby Club. Could you briefly explain what Anzac Day is origin and what does it mean to Australian people?
非常感谢。那其实这不是你第一次来到 TCR 的节目，但这是我们第一次在电台之外的地方见到您。今天是 Anzac Day, 我们现在身处于这间俱乐部。可以简单的为我们介绍一下 Anzac Day 是什么吗？它的由来以及它对澳洲人来说有什么意义吗？
Absolutely, thank you. Anzac Day commemorates the landings of the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps.At Gallipoli in modern-day Turkey on the 25th of April, originally 1915. So every year we commemorate the sacrifice and the service of those original Anzacs and then subsequent veterans from Australia and from overseas who have served in conflicts. And this is our chance to annually commemorate and thank them for their service.
当然可以。Anzac Day 是为了纪念澳洲及新西兰军团在1915年4月25日于现今土耳其的加里波利登陆，所以每一年我们都会纪念最早那一批 Anzac 军人的牺牲与服务，同时呢，也纪念之后来自澳洲以及海外曾经参与战争和冲突的退伍军人，这也是我们每一年一次的纪念他们，并感谢他们的付出的机会。
So, what are the kids commemorate activity held each year on Anzac Day, and then which part do you recommend people to go actually visit, especially for the young people?
那么，能不能请您给我们介绍一下每年 Anzac Day 会有哪些主要的纪念活动呢？您会建议大家，特别是年轻人，去参与哪一部分呢？
Absolutely. So, in the cities, Anzac Day is commemorated often by the dawn service and then a service at the cenotaph later and a march. Many of the suburbs and towns also have their own dawn services, and that's what we've been at today, this morning. And in the regional towns, it's sometimes celebrated maybe a week before to allow people to celebrate in their own community or commemorate in their community and then come into the city. I would recommend that anybody, particularly their first time, go to one of the dawn services because this is the most solemn occasion and it's full of tradition and the tradition is actually often attacks in the past have occurred at dawn and it's a period of quietness and time to reflect.On those that have served. Furthermore, if you want to participate more and interact with veterans, then the march in the cities is a fantastic opportunity for you to demonstrate your thankfulness to those who have served and who are still serving.
当然，在很多城市 ，Anzac Day 通常会以黎明仪式作为开始，之后会有纪念碑前的仪式以及游行。在很多的市郊和小镇也会举行自己的黎明仪式。我们今天早上参加的就是这样子的仪式。而在一些偏远地区的小镇，有时候会提前一个星期举行纪念活动，让居民可以先在自己的社区参与纪念，之后再到城市里面参加大型的活动。那我会建议任何人，特别是第一次参与的人，去参加一次黎明仪式，因为这是最庄重的场合，也充满了传统意义。 这个传统其实与过去战争中很多攻击往往发生在黎明有关。黎明呢，也是一个安静的时刻，让大家反思那些曾经服役的人所做出的付出。另外呢，如果您想要更深入的参与并与退伍的军人互动，城市中的游行也是一个很好的机会。您可以借此向曾服役以及现在仍在服役的人表达感谢。
Of course. So we actually see lots of young kids in, on Anzac Day today. What do you think, what is the best part of the experience for them?
那么今天在 Anzac Day 的活动上呢，我们也看到了很多小朋友。您认为对他们来说，这个经历最重要的部分是什么呢？
Well, first of all, the young kids is to me the most important part. It's two parts. It's the young kids being able to wear particularly their ancestors' medals, and they wear it on the right side. And that is a clear lineage between, or linkage between, their forebears who have served and their childhood. To me, it gives everybody, especially children, the opportunity to reflect on the nation that they live in today and the sacrifices that were paid to ensure the country that they live in today. But one thing about kids is I'm always particularly happy to see children who have no connection with veterans and the Defence Force, because to me that means that participation in, and commemoration in Anzac Day is going to be carried on for future generations. So that's where I personally draw a real inspiration from.
首先对于我来说，年轻一代和小朋友是最重要的一部分。这里有两个层面，第一是有很多小朋友能够佩戴他们祖先的勋章，而他们会把勋章佩戴在右边，这清楚地象征着他们与曾经服役的祖辈之间有一种血脉和经历上的连接。对于我来说，这让每个人特别是孩子会有机会去思考他们今天生活的这个国家，也让他们明白今天这个国家是透过很多人的牺牲才得以建立和守护的。但对于小朋友，我特别高兴地看到的是，有一些与退伍军人或国防军没有直接关系的孩子也会参加，因为对于我们来说，这代表着 Anzac Day 的参与和纪念精神会继续传承到下一代，这也是我个人非常感到鼓舞的地方。
Of course. So you talk about your personal experience. So on your personal level, what does Anzac Day mean to you?
是的，那您刚才也有谈到自己的个人经验。那么对于您个人来说呢 ，Anzac Day 代表着什么呢
？Anzac Day for me is about service and about commemorating the people ahead of me who have served in conflict.It's about reflecting on the sacrifice and loss that many people I know and those around them have made. But it's about thinking about the Australia that we have today and how we got here and commemorating those that have given it to us.
对于我来说 ,Anzac Day 是关于服务，也是关于纪念那些在我之前曾经参与战争或冲突的人。这也是反思我认识的很多人以及他们身边的人所经历的牺牲与失去。那同时我们也思考到今天我们所拥有的澳洲以及这个国家是如何走到今天的，并纪念那些为我们带来今天澳洲的人。
Yes, of course. So let's talk about what originally inspired you to choose to join the Royal Australian Navy.
是的，当然。那我们继续来谈谈，当初是什么原因启发您选择加入皇家澳洲海军的呢
？Sure. Well, first of all, I joined the Navy as opposed to the other two services because I very much like being at sea and being on the water, and I'm from Sydney, which is obviously the heart of the Royal Australian Navy. But service was something that I always wanted to do. As you're probably aware, my family are immigrants, and I wanted to.Thank this country for the opportunities it had given myself and my family. So I saw this as to me, the best way to pay back for that service, for that, the gift of living in Australia. So that's why it was very important for me to join.
好的，那么首先呢，相比另外两种军种，我选择加入海军是因为我非常喜欢在海上和水上生活。而我来自悉尼，那悉尼呢，显然也是澳洲皇家海军的重要核心地。但更重要的是，服务国家一直是我想要做的事情。您可能也知道，我的家庭是移民背景，我希望感谢这个国家，因为它给我和我的家人带来了很多机会。所以对我来说，加入海军是回馈这个国家、回报能够在澳洲生活这份礼物的最好方式。这也是为什么加入海军对于我来说非常重要。
So during your military career, is there any moment for you to make you especially proud of to serve?
那么在您的军旅生涯中呢，有没有哪一个时刻让您特别的为自己的服役感到骄傲的呢？
So as you may be aware, I left and I rejoined. So that was an active decision to come back to something that I found very fulfilling and important to me, and an emptiness which had not been there when I was outside of the ADF. And I feel that every day, to be perfectly honest, and it makes me very happy with my decisions.In terms of one-off occasions, it's just like recently. So I see my nephews and nieces, and I can see the look and the expressions in their face when they see me talk in uniform and participate. And they might not fully understand the nature of service and sacrifice, but I can see their pride. And that is, to me, personally, the most important or the most exhilarating part.
其实您可能也知道，我曾经离开过军队，后来又重新加入，所以重新回来是我主动做出的决定，因为我发现了这一份工作对于我来说是非常有意义的，也是非常重要的。那当我离开澳洲国防军之后呢，我感受到了一种以前从来没有过的空缺感。那老实说呢，直到我今天，我每天都能感受到这一点，这也是让我对自己的决定非常的满足。那如果要说是某一个具体的时刻，就像是最近我看到我的侄子和侄女，当他们看到我穿着军服讲话和参与活动时，我能看到他们脸上的表情。他们或许还没有完全理解服务和牺牲的真正含义，但我能看到他们的骄傲。对我来说，这是最重要也是最令人振奋的部分。
Of course. So, can you briefly introduce to our audience about the structure of Australian Defence Force? Like, how does Army, Navy, and also Air Force work together?
是的，那么可以请您为我们的听众简单介绍一下澳洲国防军的架构吗？例如陆军、海军和空军，他们是如何分工合作的呢？
Sure. So, there's three services, as you've alluded to: Navy, Army, and Air Force.They are very what we call joint. They cooperate very much together from the inception. And I went to the Australian Defence Force Academy, which is almost unique in the world in being a military academy that it is for all three services and not by a single service. So every day in what we call all domains, we work together. And whether that might be ships at sea operating with aircraft,Army people serving in ships, and Navy and Army people interacting with the Air Force ashore. There is countless examples of how we work cooperatively together.
当然，那正如您刚才提到的，澳洲国防军主要是由三个军种去组成的，那么就是海军、陆军和空军，他们之间非常注重联合的作战。那三个军种之间呢，有非常密切的合作，这种合作呢，从一开始就存在。那我曾经就读于澳洲国防军学院，那这所学校在世界上几乎是非常独特的，因为它不只是只单独服务一种军种，而是同时为海陆空三军培训人才。所以每天呢，在我们所说的各个作战领域中，我们都会共同的合作。那例如海上的军舰与飞机共同的执行任务，又或者陆军人员在舰艇上服役，以及海军和陆军人员在岸上与空军合作。我们三军之间的协同合作的例子是非常之多的。
Yes, so we know you used to be a pilot before, actually flying through the Singapore airline, the line there. So do you think your experience of pilot helped you to join the military?
是的，那我们知道呢，您之前曾经是一名飞行员，并且曾在新加坡工作。您觉得飞行员的经验呢，有没有帮助您加入或服务于军队呢？
Well, it went two ways. So I was Navy first, and then I went to the airline. I think the understanding of navigation, of meteorology, and also teamwork was very much a part of, was very applicable to my time in the airline. And apart from my background in engineering, which was also very applicable. From the airline, I think the big part that I use or draw on every day is the command element. So in an airline, you're often making decisions, often making at short notice, making decisions about the welfare of many people and making decisions about technical elements of the aircraft. This is something which I carry on to all elements of my service in the Navy.
那这其实是双向的。我其实是先加入了海军，之后才去了航空公司。那我认为呢，对导航、气象以及团队合作的理解，对我在航空的公司的工作是非常有帮助的。那另外呢，我的工程背景对航空工作呢也是非常有用。但我每天最常运用到的是，还是指挥和决策方面的能力。在航空公司工作时呢，你经常需要在很短的时间内做出决定，这些决定呢，也是关心到了很多人的安全和福祉。这也包括对飞机技能层面的判断，这些经验呢，也延续到了我在海军服役的各个方面。
Fabulous. So, let's talk about, because you are Chinese-Australian background. We do have lots of audience are from Chinese background. So, if there are people interested to join the Australian Defence Force, what are the basic requirements? Can the new immigrants allow to join the military?
非常好，那我们继续也来谈谈。那我们知道您是华裔澳洲背景，我们也会有很多的澳洲华人的背景的听众。那如果有人对加入澳洲国防军感兴趣的话，需要符合哪些的基本条件呢？那我们的新移民也可以加入军队吗？
Yes, so there is norm for most nations, would say the exceptions of countries like New Zealand and some of the Pacific Islands and the UK, there is a requirement to be an Australian citizen before you serve. But the ADF, once you're in it, is very much reflective of society, the community at large. So there are many, many Chinese Australians within the ADF. And strangely, and one thing I talked about today at Anzac Day is that was not always true. And one thing about the Defence Force is that it's often, people have often served who were subject to discrimination and prejudice at home, but they served in the Defence Force overseas. And the example I gave was Billy Singh, who is a renowned Chinese Australian who had a Chinese father and an English mother. But he was very highly decorated, original Anzac at Gallipoli. And I speak to that because I'm Chinese Australian, but you look at also the service that Indigenous Australians have provided to the ADF. So the ADF and its predecessors were very much multicultural and were more interested in people who were willing to serve their country. And despite the prejudices that they often face at home.
是的，那让我来说明一下。那一般情况来说呢，除了像纽西兰、部分太平洋国岛以及英国等一些例外情况，大多数呢都需要先成为澳洲公民才可以加入服役。但你一旦你加入了澳洲国防军，它其实是非常能反映澳洲整体社会和社区的多元面貌的。所以呢，在澳洲国防军里面呢，其实有很多的华裔澳洲人。那么有趣的是，我在今天在 Anzac Day 上面也提到了，这种情况并不是一直如此。 关于国防军，有一点很值得注意的是，就是很多曾经服役的人在澳洲本土其实也曾面对了歧视和偏见，但他们呢依然在海外为国防军服役。那我举的例子呢，就是 Billy Singh， 他是一名非常著名的华裔澳洲人，那父亲呢是华人，母亲呢是英国人，他也是加利波利战役中最早期的 ANZAC 成员之一，并且呢获得了很高的军事荣誉。我之所以提到这一点，是因为我自己也是华裔澳洲人。那同时呢，我们也可以看到原住民澳洲人对国防军所做出的贡献。所以澳洲国防军呢，以及其前身，其实一直都有很强的多元文化特质。他更看重的是那些愿意为国家服务的人。那即使呢，这些人在本土的社会中，往往也曾经面对偏见和歧视。
Of course. So for those people who have some idea to join the ADF, is there any key benefit for the military career in terms of pay, training, or any future of developments?
是的，那么对于有意加入澳洲国防军的人来说呢，军旅的生涯在薪酬、培训或未来发展方面呢，有哪些主要的优势呢？
Yeah, so the ADF might be the largest, the most diverse in terms of job employer in the country. I'm pretty sure it is. There's in excess of 100 different types of jobs in the ADF. So, first of all, I would say it's a career with enormous diversity, and it's also a job where and a career where you can get moved around, you can change, and you can switch between roles, unlike many other, say, civilian careers. There is much training, and in that is opportunity. And whether it be training to be a pilot, whether it be studying to be a doctor, whether it be learning skills such as trades, and all trades, including, say, to be a chef. So the range of training options and possibilities is as diverse as the career opportunities. But one thing I would say about, I would always recommend people think about at least some time in the Defence Force, because you will never find an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to learn how to lead at such an early stage as you will in the Defence Force. And I think that makes you a better person, and gives you the opportunity to serve your nation.
有的，那么澳洲国防军可能是全国最大也是职业种类最多元的雇主之一。我非常肯定就是这样子的。澳洲国防军里面有超过100种不同类型的工作，那所以可以首先肯定的来说，这会是一个非常多元的职业选择。这也是一份可以让你转换工作地点、改变方向，甚至是在不同职位之间转换的职业。这一点跟很多普通的民间职业不同。那么在军中呢，会有大量的培训，而培训本身呢，也代表着很多的机会，无论是接受飞行员的培训，又或者是学习成为医生，又或者学习各种技术工种，各类技术工种都有，那包括列入厨师。所以呢，培训选择和发展可能性就像是职业机会本身一样多元化。但有一点我想说的是，我一直都很建议大家至少可以考虑在国防军服役一段时间，因为你很难在其他的地方在这么早的阶段就能获得成长、学习以及学会领导他人的机会。我认为这会是让你成为一个更好的人，同时呢，也会给你一个服务国家的机会。
Of course. So what would you describe the culture within the Australian military like ADF? Is it inclusive or how does people from, you know, other background, especially Chinese,find them place in the ADF?
是的，当然。您会如何去形容澳洲军队呢？也就是澳洲国防军内部的文化呢？它是否包容？那来自不同背景的人，尤其是华人，如何在澳洲国防军找到自己的位置呢？
People in the ADF are judged on their merit, and how they behave and how they act. So it is very inclusive. We have people from all different ethnicities, all different socioeconomic groups. And I think that is one of the really great things about the Defence Force. One thing is, I would say, is that many people think that it's very hierarchical. But maybe it's the tradition of Anzac, maybe it's the Australian culture, but it is all less hierarchical and interactive and cooperative than many people perceive and say how the movies portray. So you joining the ADF means you are joining possibly the greatest team of professionals that you will ever engage with in your life.
是的，那么在澳洲国防军里面呢，人们是根据能力、行为和表现来被评价的，所以它是非常包容的。我们有来自不同族裔、不同社会经济背景的人，我认为这是国防军非常好的一面。我想说的是，很多人觉得军队呢一定会是非常阶级分明的，但也许是因为 Anzac 的传统，也可能是因为澳洲文化本身，实际上它并没有很多人想象中或者电影中呈现的那么阶级森严，反而呢它更加的重视互动和合作。所以加入澳洲国防队呢，也意味着您可能会加入你一生中所接触过的最优秀最专业的团队。
Yes, of course. So finally, what kind of advice would you give to our young audience if they are from Chinese community and who are also considered to join the career in the ADF?
是的，当然。那么在访问的最后呢，如果我们的年轻听众有来自华人社区的话，并且现在正在考虑加入澳洲国防队，您会给他们些什么建议呢？
Again, I would advise people from all ethnicities to consider a career in the ADF. You will find, like I said, great opportunities, the chance to lead and to really join a community where if you perform, you'll be respected and acknowledged for how you do your work and what you bring to the nation.
我还是会建议，不论是来自任何族裔背景的人，都可以考虑在澳洲国防军发展职业。就像我刚才所说的，你会在其中找到很好的机会，也会有机会学习领导，你也会真正的加入一个社群。在这里，只要你有好的表现，你就会得到尊重和认可。那人们呢，会因为你的工作表现以及你对国家的贡献而肯定你。
So for the people who are looking for ADF information, like is there any website or any, the platform they can have look the things on?
好的，那么最后呢，我还是想问一下，如果我们有听众加入，想要加入澳洲国防军，他们应该去哪里找到相关的资料呢？有没有官方的网站或平台可以让他们了解更多？
Start with ADF Careers. It's a website. It has an app.You can engage with them, they will call you back, you can go in and see, go to one of our recruiting centres. There are many different ways to engage with the ADF, and you can do your research and you can think about things necessary before you can go there, or you can go straight in and ask for advice on specifics. So ADF Careers is there to help and to engage with you, becauseMany people don't really have an understanding what it's like or what opportunities there are, and I would ask people to really give service in the ADF a thought.
可以先从 ADF Korea 开始，它是一个网站，也有应用程序。你可以通过这些渠道与他们联络，他们也会回电话给你。你也可以亲自的前往招募中心去了解情况，与澳洲国防军接触和了解的方式有很多。你可以先做自己做一些资料搜索，在正式的前往之前呢，先思考一些有必要的问题，又或者你可以直接的去前往，针对具体的问题寻求建议。所以 ADF Korea 的作用就是帮助你，并与你建立起联系。因为很多人呢，其实并不了真正的了解军中的生活是怎样的，也不知道有哪些机会。所以呢，我也会希望大家真的可以认真考虑一下在澳洲国防军服役的这一件事情。
Very good. That's going to be end of our interview. Thank you so much.
非常好，那么今天的访问就到这里，非常感谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢。